The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is March the 8th, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days, we'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we've been talking about Android P on and off about the last couple of weeks, if not the last few months. But now we finally get a little taste of what's coming. Yes, Google has released its first preview of Android P. Though I'm sure a lot of changes are going to happen, this one actually is aimed just towards developers right now. Now, although we didn't get all the features, we did get some that are coming, including notch support. Yes, notch. Remember we were talking about the year of the notch? Yeah, I think it definitely is. This for all those Android phones that want to look like an iPhone X. Another thing we're seeing, a really big design overhaul, even though Google isn't highlighting this. Particularly what we're seeing in the notification center. At least right now, it's actually looking a little bit more laid out and a lot more polished. Other things we're seeing, better notifications, thank goodness, because they've kind of not been so reliable in the past. And something a lot of people have been craving for, indoor navigation. And of course, they're achieving that indoor navigation by doing a trick called Wi-Fi Round Trip Time, or RTT. And according to Google, RTT will be precise enough to pinpoint your location within 1 to 2 meters. Not bad. So there we go, a little glimpse of what to come from Android. Except the name. Yes, Google, we're still craving. What the hell is it going to be called? Staying with Google News and UK residents, you're going to be happy about this one because it's finally, and it's taken forever, has arrived. Google Home speakers in the UK can now be used to make hands-free voice calls. In any case, it's here, and to get started, all you got to do is say, okay, Google, or hey, Google. Then you just got to say who you want to call. Amazingly, you also don't need your phone either. That's kind of nice. Google's speaker will use Google Contacts as an address book and then place the call over Wi-Fi. And no, you're not going to have to worry about others trying to make phone calls for you. Like you have with the friggin'
HomePod.
Google speakers in the UK can recognize up to 6 different users. On with more speaker news now. We're talking about Sonos, and maybe, quite possibly, it looks like it's going to happen, getting Audible audiobooks back on the things. Yeah, you might remember, it was kind of nice before to kind of lounge back and listen to that great audiobook from Audible, and then it just suddenly disappeared one day. But according to Sonos, they are actively working to bring back Audible to Sonos very soon, but it's still not yet available. Now, this is kind of hush-hush news right now. I don't think they were supposed to tell us yet. They mistakenly put it up on their blog post and then took it down about as fast as they did it. But just like everything on the internet, somebody saw it and somebody took a screenshot, that being Android Police. Though Sonos is clearly stating there is no specified timeline to share with its customers when support will return. So, we're just gonna have to wait and see. And finally, boy, it's a day of speakers. We went from Google Home to Sonos, and then now we're at Alexa. Yep, your Echo device. It's laughing at you. You might have noticed on social media the last few days, a lot of people have been saying about their Amazon Echo that they were spontaneously bursting with laughter at them. Most people thought, yeah, right. But no, Amazon's confirmed this now, stating yes, that the Echo speakers were having somewhat of a random, and shall we say creepy, fits of laughter here and there. Now, according to Amazon, the unexpected laugh by the Echo were actually hearing the phrase Alexa laugh. Although I'm not really sure about that. Most of the people that we found out, they didn't say that. In fact, one person that we seen on Twitter with his Alexa, he said, turn off my lights, please. And instead, Alexa just Business Insider actually said that there's a new thing going around where its laugh has been from ha 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 to tee-hee-hee-hee. I don't know about you, I'm still creeped out. I'm starting to think Alexa has become aware. If you happen to have a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by uk2.net, the place for the podcast, the blog, and our review section over there, and so much more. Also, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, that's where you can find us on those two little places there. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm also on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community. If you're not a part of it, by gosh, you should be. Head on over right now, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be returning for your Fatty. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Edition of the BTN News Show. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having yourself a wonderful Thursday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.